All right, so are you ready for this? Today we're diving into helping you make a big decision for your project. We're going to be tackling two-shot injection molding versus overmolding.
A classic.
Yeah, so you're trying to figure out which one's right for you, and we're here to help you unpack this article that you sent over. Which factors should you consider when choosing between two-shot injection molding and overmolding?
Catchy title.
Really rolls right off the tongue, but it's got some good info.
Yeah, it does.
So let's start by just like setting the scene. Imagine holding a car dashboard. It's sleek, it's strong, it's got all the detail, the buttons, the vents, everything.
Like the whole shebang.
Yeah, that's two-shot injection molding at its finest.
The article really does a good job of comparing it to like sculpting with, like functional art, right? Because it's great when you need both internal and external features to be really precise and strong.
Well, that's a good point. So you're talking about the internal features too, not just the look of it.
Yeah, exactly. Think about parts that need like hidden channels for wires or fluids.
Oh.
Yeah, you can create like really intricate pathways with two-shot molding
Seamlessly.
heavily.
Okay. Now let's say you've got like a simple tool handle. It's functional, but maybe you want it to be a little bit easier to grip.
More ergonomic.
Yeah, more ergonomic. Overmolding comes in and saves the day, adds that layer of like soft, grippy material without you needing to like completely redo the whole handle.
Yeah, it's like a, like putting on a warm glove.
Oh, I like
It's
that.
just making it more comfortable to hold.
Yeah.
And the article really talks about that too.
Yeah.
You can add that functionality and improve the feel without like starting from scratch. And we're not just talking about like, comfort. It could also be waterproofing or like a non-slip surface.
Oh, okay.
Overmolding's got your back.
Okay, so we've got two shot creating this like really complex masterpiece, and then overmolding's enhancing existing designs.
Yeah.
But it's not just about the looks, right? I mean, the materials themselves are a huge factor too.
Oh, yeah, totally.
What do you think?
It's where the magic happens, right?
Right. Does that
Because
make
with
both?
two-shot molding, you can use different materials in a single part, right? And
Yeah.
you can exploit each material's like, unique property. Imagine like a seal, right?
All right.
And it needs to be rigid on the outside, but then soft and flexible on the inside.
Okay.
You can do that with two-shot molding.
You couldn't do it with one material.
Not easily,
Oh,
no.
wow. Okay. So you're not just like slapping on different plastics. You're strategically choosing them to work together
Absolute.
for that exact result.
That's the whole point. And overmolding does the same thing, right? Think about waterproofing, that device we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
The base material that gives it the core functionality, and then the overmolded layer is like the
Yeah.
protection, right?
Yeah.
Keeps it, from getting damaged, makes it last longer.
Okay. Wow. This is blowing my mind already, but I do have to ask, all this magic, doesn't it come at a price? The article mentioned two-shot molding is like more expensive.
It is, yeah.
Is that right?
And for good reason, it's more complex. The molds are more complex,
So that's why it's more expensive.
Yeah, think of it like buying, a really nice piece of equipment.
Oh.
You're gonna pay more up front, but if you're making a lot of parts,
Right.
it's worth it.
So if you're like a smaller business, or you're not doing a huge production run, maybe overmolding makes more sense.
Yeah, potentially. Because, typically the molds are simpler, so you're not going to have that big upfront cost,
Yeah.
and you've got more flexibility.
Yeah, the good point, yeah. Speaking of flexibility, the article talks about that as being like a major difference between the two.
Yeah.
So it's really not like a simple, black and white answer.
Definitely not, no.
What do you think?
I mean, two-shot molding is like that, high-performance sports car. It's built for speed, it's built for precision, but it's not really meant for tight corners or changing direction quickly.
Oh, okay.
It's great for high volume production when you need things to be the same.
So you're saying like the automotive industry.
Yeah,
Wow.
exactly.
Yeah.
Because they need to make, thousands of parts and they need them to be exactly the same.
Okay, got it.
But what about when you need to be more like agile? When you might need to change the design or try different materials?
Oh, yeah.
That's where overmolding comes in, right?
It's like that off-road vehicle.
It is. It can handle anything you throw at it.
Okay. And the article says it's ideal for like prototyping and smaller batches where you need that flexibility.
Totally. It's about having the freedom to make changes without breaking the bank.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. So we've got design complexity, materials, cost, even touched on production and flexibility.
Yeah.
But there's one more thing, right? And it's a big one. Quality control.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
That's kind of your jam, right?
It is, yeah. And the article makes a really good point about the importance of joining quality. With two-shot molding, because those materials are fused together during injection, the bond is like incredibly strong.
It's almost like welding.
Yeah, it is. And that's really important for products that are going to go through a lot of stress or be exposed to, harsh environments.
So like a medical device.
Exactly.
Okay.
But with overmolding, you've got to think more about surface prep. You got to make sure that the base material is like completely clean.
Spotless, like a surgeon going into surgery.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
The article talked about, like, even a fingerprint could mess it up.
Yeah, that's true. Anything, even like dust or oil, can weaken the bond between the layers.
Oh, wow.
And that can lead to all sorts of problems, like peeling or bubbling.
Yeah, okay. It's crazy how these little details can make such a big difference.
Yeah, it is.
It makes sense, though, right? We're building products that people are going to use. They
Absolutely.
need to be safe and last a long time.
Exactly. And it's not just about, the technical stuff. The article talked about the importance of having skilled operators
Oh, right.
and good procedures in
Like
place.
a whole culture of quality.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's not just about the machines, it's about the people too, right?
Yeah, totally. You need a team that's passionate about making high-quality products.
The human element.
That's what makes manufacturing so interesting,
Yeah.
It's a mix of technology, craftsmanship, and human skill.
It's like art and science all rolled into one.
Exactly.
So we've talked about the story behind the product. We talked about quality control and even that human element. But let's zoom out a bit. The article also talked about production volume, like how many parts you're making.
Yeah, that's a key factor.
Right. That plays a big role in deciding which process to use. It's kind of like going back to that car analogy.
Oh, yeah.
Two-shot molding is like that high-performance machine, right? It's designed for speed and efficiency, so it's perfect for high-volume production. Like, think about those automotive assembly lines.
Yeah, they need to produce like thousands of parts a day.
Right, exactly.
And they need to be exactly the same.
And that's where two-shot molding shines.
Yeah, exactly.
But then on the other side of things, we have overmolding. The article talks about its flexibility.
Yeah, that's its superpower.
Yeah, it's like that off-road vehicle. So it can handle smaller batches,
Yeah, it's more adaptable.
more customizable.
And it's perfect for prototyping, when you're still figuring things out.
Yeah, okay. The article even said it's good for businesses that need to make design changes quickly.
Oh, yeah. Or if they're working with like new materials,
They can adapt on the fly.
that's the key.
That's like being able to switch gears whenever you need to.
Exactly.
All right, so we've covered a lot from the nitty-gritty of each process to the bigger picture of what it all means for your business.
We've hit all the major points.
And the article did a great job of presenting a balanced view.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's not about saying one process is better than the other.
Right.
It's about giving you the info you need to make the best decision for your project.
Empowering you to make an informed choice.
Okay, so ready for like the final thought here.
Yeah, hit me.
All right, so the article ends with this really interesting question, and I think it's a good way to wrap up our discussion.
Okay.
It asks, like, beyond all the practical stuff, which process just feels right for your product?
It's like a gut feeling.
It is.
Which one aligns with your vision?
It's not just about the numbers, it's about that connection.
Yeah, it's about finding that perfect fit for your product's identity,
Okay.
you know?
Like choosing the right instrument for a song.
Oh, yeah. Great analogy.
You wouldn't play a delicate melody on a tuba.
No way.
You need the right tool to bring out the
To
nuances.
capture the essence.
Exactly. And it's the same with manufacturing. You need to choose the process that will let your product truly shine.
Yeah. It's about thinking beyond the technical and tapping into that creative energy.
All right. So as you move forward with your project, keep that in mind.
Yeah, trust your gut.
Don't just get stuck in the data.
Consider the feel, the message, the story.
And remember, there's no right or wrong answer here.
It's about finding the best fit for your vision.
About embracing the art of manufacturing and creating something truly unique.
Well said. We've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
You're
We've
welcome.
gone from the technical details to the bigger picture of what it all means.
Hopefully, you have a better understanding now of all the things that go into making a product.
And how creative it can be.
It's not just about machines, it's about vision and artistry.
If there's one thing I want you to take away from today, it's this.
Don't be afraid to experiment, to try new things, to push the boundaries.
That's where the real magic happens.
That's how you create something truly remarkable.
All right, so until next time.
Happy molding.
Speaking of that story, you know what I was thinking about? This phone case I have, it's got this like really cool grippy texture. almost like rubbery.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's like overmolding, right?
It probably is. Yeah, they use that a lot for that kind of like tactile thing. It's not just about, function, it's about how it feels.
Oh, yeah. The article mentioned overmolding can even be used for like branding. So you can add like a logo or
Oh
something.
yeah, for sure. So it's not just about like grip or texture, it's about the look too.
It's about making it like stand
Think
out.
exactly. Think about like, colorful toothbrush handles or those like, power tool grips.
Oh, yeah.
They use overmolding a lot for that. It's a way to add like personality,
Okay, yeah. It's wild how these manufacturing processes can affect so much more than just like how strong something is. They can really change the whole experience.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I think that's what the article is getting at, right? Like we need to think bigger,
Yeah.
It's not just about the technical stuff, it's about the whole impact.
So we got to ask ourselves, like, what story do we want our product to tell?
Exactly. What message are we sending with the way we make it?
Oh, that's a good point. Okay, but let's get back to like the nuts and bolts for a minute. The article also talks about quality assurance, right? And I know that's like super important.
It is. It can make or break a product for sure.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
And we talked about how the quality control stuff is different for two-shot and overmolding, right?
Yeah, totally different approaches.
So for two-shot molding, it seems like it's all about that initial fusion process, getting that perfect bond
Yeah.
between those materials.
Yeah, that's the key. You mess that up and you're going to have problems.
Especially for stuff that's going to go through a lot, like a medical device.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The article talked about how, if the bond isn't perfect, it can separate later on.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal, especially for products that have to be super reliable.
And then with overmolding, it's all about the prep, right? Making sure the surface is totally clean, like that fingerprint
Oh,
example.
yeah, that was a good one. You got to treat the surface like it's, super delicate.
Like a sacred space.
Yeah, basically. Any little speck of dust or oil can mess up the bond.
So we got to keep it pristine.
You got it.
Wild. But I guess it makes sense. We're talking about building things that people are going to use every day.
Yeah,
They
exactly.
need to last.
They do. And that's why you need to have, a system in place, good procedures, trained
Like
operators.
that whole quality culture the article is talking about.
Absolutely. It's about having people who care about making good stuff.
Yeah. Okay. It's amazing how much attention to detail goes into it all, both
It
processes.
is. And it's not just about, the technical side either. There's a lot of human skill
That
involved.
human element, right?
Exactly. It's what makes manufacturing so interesting, I think. It's not just about the machines.
Okay, so we've talked about the story, the quality, even the human
A
element.
lot of ground covered.
Yeah. But let's zoom out for a second, right?
Okay.
Remember the article talked about production volume too, like how many parts you're making?
Yeah, that's a big factor.
I feel like that's a huge factor in deciding which way to go, which process. It's like going back to the car analogy, right?
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
Like two-shot molding is that high-performance machine, built for speed, built for efficiency.
Made for mass production.
Exactly. So if you're making like tons of parts, that's where it shines.
Yeah.
Like think about the automotive industry again.
Yeah, they need to churn out thousands of parts, all exactly the same.
You can't be messing around.
No
They
way.
need consistency, they need precision.
And that's what two-shot molding delivers.
Yeah, exactly. But then we flip the script and we talk about overmolding.
Oh,
And
yeah.
the article highlights its flexibility.
Right, that's its strength.
It's that off-road vehicle.
Right, they can handle
It
anything.
can handle smaller batches, it can handle customization, it can even handle prototyping. So it's not about mass production, it's about being adaptable.
It's about having options.
And the article gave a good example of like a company needing to change their designs quickly.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
Or maybe they're using a new material. Overmolding lets them do that without having to like spend a ton of money retooling.
Yeah, it's much more cost-effective in those
Like
situations.
being able to change directions on a dime. Okay, so we've talked about design complexity, materials, cost, quality control, the story behind it all, and now production volume and flexibility.
Wow, we've been busy.
I know, we've hit all the major points from the article.
It's been a good deep dive.
And I think the article did a really good job of like presenting both sides.
It wasn't biased or
No,
anything.
yeah, it was very balanced.
It's not about saying, like, this process is better than that one. It's about giving you all the info you need.
So you can make the best decision for your situation.
Okay, so ready for, like, the final thought here.
Yeah, let's hear it.
The article ends with this question that's really stuck with me. It asks, like, beyond all the practical stuff, which process just feels right for your product?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That's a good one.
Like gut feeling,
intuition? Which one just clicks with your vision?
Yeah, it's about more than just the numbers. It's about that deeper connection.
It's about matching the process to the soul of the product. You know what I mean?
I do. It's like choosing the right paintbrush to create a masterpiece.
Oh, I like that.
You want a tool that's going to let you fully express yourself.
To bring your vision to life.
Exactly. And manufacturing is kind of like that too.
It is. You need the right process to unlock your product's full potential.
Okay, so as you move forward with your project, keep that in mind.
Yeah, don't just get lost in the technical details.
Listen to your gut. Think about the feel, the message, the story you want to tell.
And remember, there's no right or wrong answer here.
It's about finding the perfect fit for your vision.
It's about embracing the art of manufacturing and creating something truly special.
Okay, so as we wrap up our deep dive into two-shot injection molding versus over-molding, I keep thinking about that question from the article.
The one about which process just, you know, feels right.
Yeah, like imagine you're making something where, like, durability and precision are, like, non-negotiable.
Like, it can't fail.
Yeah. Something that's going to be with, like, crazy conditions or, like, has a critical function, you know?
So, like, medical devices.
Yeah.
Or, like, aerospace components.
Exactly. Those kinds of things. And in those situations, it seems like two-shot molding with that, like, super strong bond.
Yeah, that fusion.
Just feels right.
It feels, like, more secure, you know?
Yeah. Because those layers are, like, basically inseparable, right?
It's like you're building it to last from the inside out.
It gives you that confidence, that, like, peace of mind.
Yeah, especially when the stakes are high.
But then, let's flip it around, right?
Yeah.
What if you're making something where the focus is more on, like, the user experience?
So more about comfort and, like, how it feels to use?
Yeah. Like, think about ergonomic tools or sporting equipment or even just, like, the grips on your phone or something.
Things that people, like, interact with every day.
Exactly. And it seems like overmolding, with that ability to add those, like, soft touch layers and textures.
It just makes sense, you know?
Yeah, it's like you're creating a product that not only works well, but, like, feels good in your hand.
It's about making that connection, you know?
Yeah.
Between the product and the person using it.
And I think that's where that gut feeling comes in, right? It's about aligning that manufacturing process with the whole point of the product. You know?
Yeah, with the experience you're trying to create.
It's like, I don't know, picking the right wood for a piece of furniture or something.
Oh, yeah. Like you wouldn't use, you know, balsa wood to build a table.
Right. You'd pick a material that's like strong and durable.
It's about choosing the right tool for the job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's the same with manufacturing, right? You need that process that's going to like bring out the best in your product.
It's about understanding those like subtle differences and how they can affect the final result.
All right. So as you're thinking about your project, keep that in mind.
Don't get too bogged down in the technical stuff.
Let your intuition guide you a bit.
Think about how it feels, the message you want to send, the story you want to tell.
And remember, there's no like one right answer.
It's all about finding the best fit for your vision.
It's about embracing that like creative side of manufacturing.
And making something that really connects with people.
I think that's a great place to wrap things up.
Yeah, I think we've covered it all.
We've gone deep.
From the technical details to like the bigger picture.
And hopefully you've got a better sense now of all the like possibilities out there.
And how you can use these processes to bring your ideas to life.
So if there's one thing we want you to take away from this deep dive, it's this.
Don't be afraid to experiment.
Try new things. Push those boundaries.
Because that's where the magic happens.
That's how we create something truly amazing.
Until next time.
Happy molding.